No work theory again. At this time there was in Boston and vicinity a large company of those who held that it was a sin to labor. Their principal message was, "Sell that ye have, and give alms." They said we were in the Jubilee, that the land should rest, and that the poor must be supported without labor. Sargent and Robbins were among the leaders in this fanaticism. They denounced my visions as being of the devil, because I had reproved their errors. They were severe upon all who did not believe them. While we were at the house of Brother Nichols, these men came from Boston to ask a favor of him, and said that they had come to have a visit and tarry over the night with him. Brother Nichols replied that he was glad they had come, for sisters Sarah and Ellen Harmon were in the house, and he wished them to become acquainted with us. They at once changed their minds about staying overnight, and could not even be persuaded to come into the house. Brother Nichols asked if I might relate my message in Boston, and if they would hear and then judge, should I go there. "Yes," said they, "come to Boston next Sabbath, we would like the privilege of hearing her." Accordingly we planned to visit Boston, but in the evening, while engaged in prayer, I was shown in vision that we must not go to Boston, but in the opposite direction, to Randolph, because the Lord had a work for us to do there.